to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are on the powered by the SID Media, and we are on lesson number 11, Mission to the Unreached, Part 2, and we are joined on the line by Pastor Keegan Munamwala. I think I said it correctly now. Pastor Keegan Munamwala there. My pastor, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I am good, Pastor. I hope that we are finding you well.
Sure, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Indeed. Bonisa, before we start, I don't know if you're using a loudspeaker or anything, but you're a bit far from the phone. But as you are fixing that, I'm going to ask that before we start, please do pray for us.
Oh, all right, all right. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for the gift of life that you have given to each one of us, dear Lord. We ask that even as we start our program, may you be the one, dear Father, to lead us and to speak to each one of us about the mission that you have given to each one of us. Thank you for listening to our prayer, for this is our humble request. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, Mission to the Unreached Part 2. Please do kindly take us through the Sabbath afternoon lesson, as well as Mission to the Regions Beyond and Seeking the Multitudes.
Okay. So, thank you so much. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, Pastor. I'm going to boost you up from my side. You are still a little bit low.
Oh, I see. I see. All right. Okay. So, Mission to the Unreached, Part 2. We are going to consider the memory verse, which is Matthew chapter 15, verse 28, where the Bible is saying, "Then Jesus answered and said to her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed from that very hour." Okay, so now to start with, what we are seeing here is Jesus came on earth to seek the lost, because after creating, he created each one of us in his own image, and now sin came in and we left the presence of God. Mm-hmm. So now he was on the mission, or he is on the mission of seeking us, we who got lost. And then now, what we see here is Jesus Christ in the New Testament, who came to seek the lost. And we are presented in the book of Matthew chapter 15, verse 28, that Jesus was able to restore us to himself, even through restoring and healing the people that were in need of healing. So what we see here is Jesus himself, he is on a mission. And then what we are seeing here is this. He is ministering in the city also. He is seeking the lost in the cities. So from the introduction here, what we are able to see is God himself, he's on a mission seeking the lost, and he's doing that even through ministering or going to the cities when he was here on earth. So what we see here is we have been given the mission, which is the mission of saving souls. So after we have been saved by God, God wants us to go and save others, bring them to the fold, like to bring them to the light that we have received. And this whole week, this is the thing, the mission that we are looking at. So today we are just going to look at the introduction, and on Sunday and Monday. So I just want to invite you to learn together in this study that we are starting right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Mpundisi, so you may go on to the Sunday lesson, Mission to the Regions Below. We got the introduction as you're giving us, and I'm sure that the listeners will be able to send through their questions or comments that they might have on our WhatsApp number, which is +27734703520. So you may take us through the Mission to the Regions Beyond.
Okay, thank you so much. So before I come to Sunday, just a comment on the introduction.
Mm-hmm.
What we see here is actually there's a lot of work to be done in the cities, like where people are many, and in most cases many of us we shun to go there and preach, just like the story of Jonah, where he was afraid to go to preach to Nineveh because that city, it was a city that was very populated, and there were a lot of activities there. There was a lot of sin, and people were so cruel. So he was afraid to go and reach out to them. But God wants us to reach even to the people that seem not to be welcoming, and people who are so devoted to doing other things or idol worship. So what we see here is Jonah wanted to run away from the presence of God, actually did run away from the presence of God, but God wants us to reach even to those people in cities because they also need the Savior. So now, if you consider the book of Matthew chapter 14, verse 34, the Bible has something to say, where Jesus has something for us. The Bible is saying, when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. So this is now a part where Jesus and the disciples had to cross over. And Jesus took the disciples to the city or region of Tyre and Sidon. Now, this was an urban city. These cities were cities which had people who were educated and people who had influence, people who worshipped idols, people who were not worshipping God. And Jesus Christ took the disciples to such an area where he wanted them to learn something. He wanted them to go there and learn of the culture and learn of how people were living, and for them to be able to reach out to them and introduce Jesus to them, introduce Christ to those people who are living in this region of Sidon and Tyre. So what we are seeing here is on Sunday, basically God is saying we have to reach out beyond our vicinities, beyond our cities. We have to go out and reach out to others, because even those people out there, they still need to hear about Jesus Christ that we have received and that we are preaching about. So basically, this is what we are seeing here on Sunday.
So now, Mpundiswami, jumping to seeking the multitudes. I think this one is quite an interesting one, because all of us are trying to seek the multitudes, and we have various challenges, you know, that we face. Hopefully the lesson will be able to help us with that. Please take us through the run, Mpundisi.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so now, as we are talking about seeking the multitude, we have to be aware that in the cities, if you look at cities which are heavily populated, there's a lot of activities that happen there. And like in those days, in these cities, like the city of Sidon, there were idolatry that was taking place. And that could have changed the disciples. But these disciples, they actually remained true to the mission of God, and their mission was to spread the mission of God, the gospel of God, that those people who are pagans can be able to receive salvation. So we have to be careful even as we are ministering in these cities, that we need to influence them to Christ and not being influenced by the happenings in those cities where we tend to leave our mission and begin to learn their activities. Our mission is to bring them to Christ and not them taking them away from Christ. So now as we are like seeking the multitudes, one thing that is prominent here is Jesus. We see that Jesus is moved with compassion. He wants each and every one of us to be saved. And he himself, he demonstrated that when he came on earth, he had to minister to the multitude. Actually, where Jesus Christ was, you find that he had a lot of crowd. A lot of crowd was with Jesus, looking for salvation, seeking for healing and preaching, just to be with the Savior of the world. And because of this, we are learning that Jesus Christ had to go to the multitude and minister to their needs. He met their needs so that they can accept him. He even, at one point, he looked at Jerusalem, how unbelieving they were, and he wept. So he cared for the multitudes. He cared for the people who were living in Jerusalem. When he saw that these people, they are too many, and most of them don't want to believe in Jesus Christ. They don't want to believe in me. Mm. He felt pity. So now, what are we doing, we as believers? Because we have a lot of people in the cities. What are we doing to save them or to reach out to them? Yes, there are challenges, but the mission of God has to move regardless of the challenges that are there. And Jesus met all these challenges. The multitude, not everyone liked him. There are a lot of challenges that he faced when he was reaching out to the multitude, but he managed to reach out to them. And we can still do that. We can still be able to manage to reach out to the multitude and introduce life to them, which is Jesus Christ himself.
Mpundisi, on this multitude one, on the seeking multitude one there, do you have suggestions on how we deal with the challenges that we face when we are seeking multitudes? For example, issues of people disputing, you know, what you are telling them, people not believing what you are telling them as you go about the mission.
Okay, so as we are going about this mission of reaching to the multitude, we must be prayerful, number one, and we must be strategic. Like Paul in the first part of our mission, what we see is he was very careful in the way he approached these people. So even us, as we are approaching the multitude, yes, we have to know to say there are others who are going to reject our message. But we have to present it in a way that people will be able to understand it. And then even if they reject, the good thing is we have made them to understand. So now, Jesus Christ, as he was ministering to the multitude, he met a lot of opposition, but he preached the message with clarity and with power and authority. And he also had to meet them at their personal needs. I think this is one of the most powerful things that we have to do, like to meet them first, meet their physical needs as we are trying to meet them spiritually. Because when we do that, it will have a greater impact on them. So there are other people who will reach, the approach of reaching to the multitude is very negative. You look at them as if they are people who cannot be saved. And definitely when you do that, they will reject the message. So what I'm trying to say is, as we are reaching to the multitude, let us be filled with the Holy Spirit and be strategic in our approach. We have to be gracious. We have to be praying for them because this is the great controversy. They cannot just accept everything that we are teaching, but we have to teach them in love and kindness.
Mfundisi, should we prepare ourselves as we go out there to those multitudes? Should we, like, besides prayer? I know that we must pray first, you know, before we seek out to go to any mission.
Yes.
But are there other preparations that we ought to do as we are going to these multitudes?
Okay, so beside prayer, one of the preparations that we ought to have is we need to first equip ourselves with the word of God as the tool to reach them, because even Jesus Christ, he knew the word of God, he knew the word, and he met the multitude with the word, introducing them to the word of God. So he had his own moments of praying, but he also knew the scriptures. So we also have to equip ourselves having the word of God in ourselves. And then the other thing is, the best preparation that we can have is to live the gospel ourselves, where we become the living preachers or the living missionaries, so that we are able to present Christ to them through our lifestyle. And then the other thing is also we have to prepare our mindset to say, as we go to the multitude, we will have certain challenges. So we have to prepare our minds to say, just like Jesus Christ met some challenges like opposition, we ourselves are going to meet such opposition. But what should we do when we meet such opposition? Christ never hated the people that opposed him, and he never gave up on ministering to them. So even us, we have to prepare our minds and continue with the work of saving souls, because that is the mission that God has, and that mission of God is our mission also. That is the purpose why we are here on earth, is to save souls, even as we have been saved by Jesus Christ.
Indeed, indeed. Mfundisi Swami, we're going to pack it there. We're not ending the lesson study because it's going to be quite long. We're going to continue again on Wednesday, but today we're going to pack it there. But as we pack it, Mfundisi Swami, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray that all of us, as we're going out there to add to the regions beyond, to the multitudes there, you know, that we may allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. Because it's one thing for us wanting to go to a place, Kanti, the Holy Spirit is saying no, you know, so that he may guide us, and then we go to the right places at the right time.
Sure. Thank you so much. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, I want to say thank you for the privilege of service that you have given to each one of us to work with you in the salvation of man. How I pray, dear Father, to the same wisdom, the same spirit that you had when you were ministering to the multitude, help us to have that spirit, that mindset, that we will be able to reach out to others, because you want each and every one of us here on earth to be able to receive you as our personal Savior. I pray, dear Father, that may you encourage us, may you give us the power of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom to do this work. Thank you for being with us and talking to us on the importance of reaching out to the multitude, because even the people in the urbans, they need to receive you. Therefore, use us to your own glory. This is our humble request. In Jesus' name we pray, even as we continue this week. Bless us and meet us at our point of need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi Swami, thank you so much for joining us. Till we chat again on Wednesday. Hope you have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Blessed day as well.
Amen.
Into mid-morning empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.